So I've got today in this session of our healing session, we are going to do a few sort of check-ins questions for yourselves to stir things up, and then I've got a beautiful journey today. So no bears, no bears today. And we are being held in well, that's all right. You can loiter. We are being held heavily by the divine masculine for this session, by the God energy, so which is really beautiful. We are going to be doing some deep clearing. So first off, just making sure that you can just lean back in your chair, lean back in your seat, wherever you are on the bed, and just lean back and let's just take some breaths. Let's just arrive. So nice deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, nice and slow. And make sure we're just going to go with longer out breaths for the minute. So just make sure that your out breath is longer than your in breath as you breathe. I'm not going to tell you the numbers. I just want you to feel into your own body. Just make sure you fill up your chest completely and make sure that you give a longer out breath just to settle down, arrive. Let the day fall away wherever you've been. And your higher selves, your soul, has already been preparing for this session. And I'm sure that you might have been having some experiences over the week that have been stirring this up already as well. So everything's ready to be cleared. So just nice deep breaths. Now you might be feeling you've got some blockages around your throat. Your higher heart, which is between your heart space and your throat, this is your soul heart. And you might be feeling some areas around here, around this top part. I've definitely been noticing there's quite a bit of a blockage here. So just being aware of that. And just arriving, make sure your hips are wide and open, shoulders are relaxed. If you need to, just do a bit of squeezing of your feet or in your hands. Just make sure you're sort of rolling your shoulders. Just squeeze anything away. So if you're feeling like you're maybe a bit tense or tight, just do the squeezing exercise of your feet, your legs, all of your buttocks, etc. Do that for yourself. You might feel you need to do your shoulders. Just feel into your own body. You have the tools. So just to bring yourself here and just breathe. Now, once you're settled, once you've taken a moment, once you're into this space, I want you with your eyes closed and place your right hand on belly, left hand on base of throat. So we're covering sort of the throat chakra and the higher heart. So you're sort of here. And just feel into yourself, feel where you're at. Feel if there's anything that wants to be said, anything that's come to the forefront. Anything that wants to be voiced first before we start. So I just want you to check in first and let's see if there's anything we are voicing before we start. Okay. So if there is anything, just write it down in the comments. We'll just take a moment for this space because I know you've been doing a lot of activities, you've got a lot of exercises to do, there's a lot of energy around, you're being asked to step out of your comfort zone. So just write anything in the comments that needs to come up. I'll just give it a minute for you to pop that in and for it to catch up. We're in no rush. We want to surrender, we want to be ready. So if there's anything to say that you're feeling in your chest or your heart or your belly that needs has a voice. Let's tend to that first. And if you haven't got anything, just write for me no, and in the comments. Once again, it is a beautiful evening. Still light, amazing. Just letting it catch up. Let me know either right no, don't have anything, or write whatever you need, just so I know where we're at. Okay, so Catherine says, my story really has thrown up some huge insecurities. Lots of tears today at work. Recognize how much I compare to others, all rooting from those years. Well, Catherine, it's not insecurities, it's the shit coming up. So let's celebrate that. Okay, so there's been some tears. Good. Okay, maybe not where you want to do them, but it's okay. It's how wonderful to recognize that you've been in that space. So let's reframe it that it's not thrown up insecurities, it's the process is happening, that you've had these programs, these beliefs, these patterns in your body, and you've been living from those. You're waking up. Yeah, you're recognizing, huh, I have these stories. Yeah, I have these things that have been blocking me. So no one said it was going to be, all smooth sailing. We want emotions. We want to move emotional energy. So it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. What you'll learn to be better at is maybe the time when we tend to ourselves in the morning, we are less likely to cry later on in the day. If we give plenty of space and time for ourselves in the morning, we are able to deal with stuff and be back into our sort of physical presence in the day. So just make sure that you are giving plenty of time for yourself in the morning with the activities, with the, with this, give space for you, because all of this is showing you where, there's been a lack of love, a lack of acceptance of how gorgeous and wonderful Catherine is. So nothing for you, Nicole, that's fine. Oh, so wonderful. Nicole says, I had tears and feel better for the release. Abso-bloody-lutely. Tears, tears, tears. Yay! We need a bloody good cry. And I would hope that you're having a good cry from your story. It's inevitable. It's good. So that's okay. So we're now going to so come back to your space. Just come back to connecting to yourselves, hand on heart, hand on belly, the same as you were. And just take a breath, lean back in. Oh, now everything should be at the forefront. We've asked your soul to bring this forward, okay? And so I want you to just feel into shame. The theme for today is shame. And we're going to be exploring shame. We're going to be releasing shame. But I want you to really feel into what's at the forefront of where you feel ashamed of yourself, of what you've allowed, where you've been, maybe where you shame yourself from having what you want, maybe you shame yourself for attracting what you want, maybe you shame yourself for things you've attracted in the past. Whatever is at the forefront for you, where you feel shame, and it may feel a bit like guilt, okay? But often it's shame. And the reason we're going there is because on the frequency of energy, the lowest frequency you can be in is shame. All right? Not fear, not depression, shame. All right? Because it is a complete disconnect from our true self. And we feel shame for ourselves when we're actually out of alignment with our soul. And we also feel ashamed because other people have put shame on us. Okay, so we feel this combination of shame and guilt. But we're just going to ask your soul to bring forward your body, everything that's going to be clearing about shame, but anywhere that you're feeling and that you're aware of in this journey so far, what's come forward, that really icky, it's icky. Shame is an icky, icky feeling. And of course, we've been bringing up, regarding sexual abuse, trauma, not owning your voice. And we're in the week of being the forgotten princess. And the forgotten princess is the is that process of waiting. It's that process of illness. It's that process of victim. It's the process of repression. It's the process of being in that stuck energy. And the greatest way we can definitely be stuck is because we are holding a shaming program. All right. And it is a program, and there is a culture of that, of shame and guilt, how people shame each other for, getting people to do things that they want to get them to do, not getting them to do. And maybe you've also absorbed shame from your mother or shame from your father, both within their own stories, but perhaps you think about where they've ashamed you to get you where you want to be. Maybe they were very good at manipulating when you were younger, or you saw them manipulate each other with shaming and guilt. So, or maybe they shamed you into behaving as they wanted you to do. So we just want to bring up and feel that energy of shame. Okay. And also, we are on the cusp of your emerging sexuality. So this story that you're telling is also encompassing getting your period. Emerging, your sexuality starts emerging from the age of two, by the way. So it's your energy, it comes in at 2 years old, and it's emerging all of that time because it's the energy of growth and creation. And so we want to be in that energy, but as it becomes more prominent and we want to come into our power, two big times of shaming is tantrums when we're little, and this emerging time of coming into preteen teen age of this hormonal shift that goes on. And so we can feel a lot of shame around our periods, our body changing, shame around being sexual, shame about being seen. Maybe by being seen, not just, where you've experienced sexual abuse, but where you've been sexualized, and maybe where you felt shame because older men or women were looking at you. You didn't know what to do with that. Shame because you were seemingly attractive. So, yeah, just feeling into that as we allow the energy to come up regarding shame, being shameful. And we will definitely be exploring and releasing, of course, the original sin, shame, shame for being female, being a woman, shame for being sexual in any way, shame for desiring sex, power, independence, all of those things. So the Eve complex, that Eve was wrong to want to be independent, to want to have a physical life, to want to have knowledge, but also that element of being in your own power. So any shame that this is just bringing up, your unconscious, your body, you might be feeling it, you might be sensing it, you might have some stories, it might be emotional, all is good. All is good. We want this to come forward regarding shame. And when we feel shame, we feel like we're not good enough, we feel like we're wrong, and we can feel really bad, like rotten. I remember when my stuff was coming up, I remember trying to explain to my mum that I felt actually that I had been hiding from the fact that I felt like I was rotten in my core. Now it just seems so wrong. I'm an extension of the divine, but that deep programming I had taken on board of my mother's stuff, my mother's mother's stuff, my dad's mother's stuff, my dad's stuff, my sexual abuse, being attractive, all of that deep feeling like I was wrong and I was female in a male world. I was, a girl. I wanted to have a voice, and that's the other thing, shaming of the voice. The shame of having a voice as a woman. And God forbid you should manipulate. That is the Eve complex, of course, the idea that Eve manipulated Adam. And the idea that we manipulate when in fact, absolutely, I totally manipulate. Because I'm being of service. I am manipulating the universe. I am a co-creator. Of course, I manipulate, but I manipulate from my heart. But the idea when we feel like manipulation is bad, people are always manipulating each other. And it can be from a place of love or it can be from a place of shame and fear. So it's feeling that, oh, you know, where you've been shamed by, you've attracted men or relationships, girlfriends, male lovers, etc., who have reflected to you, you know, shame. So it's interesting, making my nose itch. So it's some energy of shaming you because they've shown you your shame pattern. They've shown you and reflected your inner shame. So they've shamed you if you've either got too big. They've shamed you if you wanted sex or wanted to initiate sex. They've shamed you if you wanted a voice. They've shamed you if you had an independence. They're just reflecting back your shame stories. Oh, goodness me. Sorry, my nose is really itching. So just feeling into that feeling of shame. Ooh, yucky energy, but you can feel like how much shame we can have. Oh my God. To add to that, of course, you've got the shame of being too big. Too big, too fat, too big, too overweight, too pretty, too ugly, too not fitting in the mold, too spiritual, too wild, too free, not free enough. All of those too much and not enough, they all come from shame. Is shaming that somehow you don't fit the cookie cutter of your family, whatever that mold was, that you don't fit the cookie cutter of society, whatever that model is. The shame that you might be powerful, magical, creative. And all of this emerges at this beautiful time of the age that we're talking about, as the forgotten princess is actually this emerging magic that comes with your, not just as the little girl who can have magical gifts, but as this age of really starting to have some power coming in, when you really start to notice how powerful you can be. So just, it's so funny. I was just thinking then, it's so funny when we're little, we don't ever shame ourselves for thinking getting our needs met, you know. We manipulate as babies from the moment we're born. We manipulate to get our needs met. We manipulate to be fed. We cry. We say, this is what I want, you know, and we learn how to get our needs met. But this shaming of not getting your needs met, you know, or getting your needs met, how you've adapted. Oh, the shame. There's some heat, heat, heat. So I'm just going to ask you to take a moment to write down whatever's coming to the forefront for you in the comments to share that. And then now the energy's coming up, you're getting ready. Just share how you're feeling, what's coming up for you. And then we will head off on our journey. We've done some prodding. Everyone's ready. Share how your body feels, what you're recognizing, what's at the forefront for you at this moment. We're going to clear things that are conscious and unconscious, but hopefully this has set off not only the energy in your cells, but it's set off your mind a bit. Maybe there's some visions, maybe there's some ahas, maybe there's like, yes, that's me, you know. Shame, wanting to stand on your own two feet. Shame for wanting to be independent and powerful. Shame for wanting to thrive. Ooh, as a woman, in all ways. Shame for not being able to control your body. That's a great one. I just let the Facebook catch up. See your messages before we head off. I'm getting very hot. Expect to see some stuff in there. Do let me know. Hopefully, it's just being slow. There we go. Catherine says, lots of scenes running through my head, mainly sexual, and also aware of my mother's shame, throat really hurting along with my chest, shame of body. Yeah, great. So you're getting ripe and ready, Catherine. It's absolutely marvellous. We want to be there. Yeah. So you're in the right spot. Be brave. It's all good. We want to bring it up so we can let it go. We can feel just how restrictive, what a prison shame is. We'll just see what Nicole has to share. Anything to share, Nicole? Where this is resonating for you, what's coming up for you in your body, thoughts. Okay, so dense, yeah, dense feeling in my solar plexus, heart, shame for my mum, body shame. So, yeah. So, it's interesting as well, isn't it? The shame for mum, either being ashamed by mum, you know, the other thing of like not being perfect or perfect, you know, that kind of highly perfect mum as well. That can be the other thing of mum judging your body, changing your sexuality. Mum's jealousy, of course, is that hidden shaming that can really happen about mum's jealousy of your emerging sexuality. And if you are in an unhealthy household, that can get really, you know, heightened. So, Nicole also says, yeah, shame of becoming a woman at 11 and not understanding the attention. Yeah, it's such a biggie. It's such a biggie. My dad always shares a story, and it's so funny. He sees it one way, but I was standing. I was probably in my, how old was I? A little bit older than 11, actually, because I was at boarding school, and so I weekly boarded. And I was standing outside. I was standing outside the shops and waiting to be picked up. My coach had dropped me off for my weekly, you know, going home. And I was standing in my CCF gear, which is my little army gear that I was wearing. And so I was a little bit older, but not much, you know. And my dad always tells the story that I said to him, you know, why do all these men keep looking at me? I couldn't understand. I was in my army gear, you know. You know, and it was this, I couldn't understand everywhere I went. It was just constant. And I've tried to explain it to some of my male friends. You know, I said, if you had any idea what it was like to be a girl, you know. And I don't think it has anything to do with what you look like. It's just constant. It's just constant. And if you emerge early and you don't have that foundation to feel safe in your body, it feel pretty overwhelming. So, Nicole says, not perfect, not good enough, extreme jealousy from mum, all confusing. I used to be paranoid about being startled. Oh, stared at. Yeah, stared at. Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. Anyway, so thank you for sharing. So we've brought this to the forefront. You've resonated. It's coming to the forefront for you, which is gorgeous and beautiful. Okay. So let's now head off and give this all up. Yeah, let it go. Time to let it go. So just come back to your body. And if you need to place your hands on your heart, hand on your belly for a minute, just to, pardon me, ground yourself in. Just take some breaths, nice, big, slow, deep breaths. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Just grounding in. Make sure hips are open again, body's open, chest is open, shoulders down. And then when you're ready, we're going to look up, see, sense, or feel the sun above your head. You should be getting really good at this now, using the Source Sunbathing Meditation. And we're just going to enjoy that sunlight, golden rays, however you see them, basking down, floating down onto your face, top of your head, into your throat, to your chest, to your stomach, to your legs. Just going to let that light seep in. Just breathing. When you feel ready, you can relax and put your arms down, palms up, and just sunbathe. Just breathe and allow the sun. Just enjoy that space as it melts into your skin, opens up your crown, melts into your brain, swirls around your throat like liquid golden light. opening up your throat, opening up your higher heart, opening up your chest, washing away anything that's come to the forefront already, and down your shoulders, down your arms, and into your palms. Just allow that light to fill in from the inside, the outside. I like to think of it like the sun is a big paint pot. It's just pouring paint onto me. It's just seeping in, down into your solar plexus, to all of your cells, from the solar plexus above, all filling up, blood, bones, skin, cells, atomic, subatomic level, opening up your chakra fields, filling up your solar plexus, down into your union chakra, or into your belly, into your where your belly button is, and down into your belly, into your sacral, your yoni, your root, your digestive system, your womb space, just filling you up completely from the inside out, into your hips, into all of your cells. We just ask that energy to swirl a bit. Let's swirl and get it moving, washing everything away like a washing machine, like on spin wash. Get everything moving from your solar plexus down. Just clearing away, just breaking up any debris, any density that's come up that's ready to go so we can get to the deeper stuff. So just breaking it up so it can wash away. Now down into your legs, letting that energy flow down your legs, into your knees, into your shins, calves, ankles, feet, filling up your feet, all of your toes, and then down through your feet like they're dropping down like a magnet, roots dropping straight down into the center of the earth. And it's like you've opened the bottom of your feet and the energy is just flushing on through down into the earth, down into the center of the earth, and magnetically going to the center ball sun in the middle of Gaia. And we're just going to ask the energy from above to intensify and flush through your body like you've turned the shower on with more pressure. And just allow it to wash through on the inside and the out. Cleansing away, breaking down any energy. We'll release all energy that's not yours. Let that go. Release all energy you've picked up through the day that's definitely not yours. And we release all energy that's no longer serving you, that's at the forefront. Let's clear that. Let it just all wash away. Fresh, clean, new energy from you, from your higher self, from your soul, all coming in from the source, from the source of all love and light, the central sun. And then we're going to ask that energy that's been upgraded, cleansed, and all energy you have given away or left behind to return to you now. And allow the energy to come up from the center of the earth, bringing with it your connection to the crystal grid, and connecting in as it comes up your feet, up your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, into your yoni, into your root, into your womb space, into your hips, into your sacral, into your belly button chakra, your union chakra, up into your solar plexus. Okay, and just swirling that around, and then up into your heart space, up into your throat, up into your third eye, up into the crown, and up out the top of your head like the fountain again. And we're just going to allow the circular motion to happen of the energy coming up and out and round and up and down and round and up in your toroidal field. Don't worry about it, it's just happening all by itself. And I just want you to allow a sense of movement in your energy. Just feel the energy movement. We're just activating what's called your Merkaba to make sure that the energy is moving and you're not stagnant, you're not stuck. Just let it all happen. Don't worry about it. It's all just getting this fluid, beautiful feeling of moving, fresh, gorgeous energy. And just take a deep breath. Now just imagine you're blinking your eyes open with your eyes, and you're imagining that you're in a field. You're lying in this field and you're on beautiful grass, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and that's what you've been feeling, this gorgeous sunshine and these beautiful colours everywhere. And you decide to stand up. Just take a stretch in your mind's eye, still connected to the light above and the light below. And you just look around. Clear blue skies, it's beautiful. And you see a path in front of you. And you can see some trees off in the distance. And you're curious, you want to head over to the trees. So you step on the path and begin to walk. And as you walk, you look around you, enjoying the countryside and what you see. And you begin to notice that as you're walking, the day is turning into dusk and the light is turning into beautiful oranges and reds in the sky. The sun is coming towards the end of its day as you get closer to the trees. And you feel the pull of this beautiful thick wood. It's not just a scattering of trees, but it becomes a thicker and bigger wood as you approach it. And you see the path, it's heading off into the wood, and it feels so magical, so beautiful. The energy of these trees is almost pulsating. So you begin to walk in, light from the dusk. You're curious to explore. You follow the path. You know that there is a sense that there must be a clearing somewhere in the centre of these trees. But as you walk, you feel the energy of the trunks, of the branches, of the leaves, of the moss on the floor. All those earthy feelings of energy surrounding you. It feels so comforting, feels so strengthening, so secure, so supportive. You feel just how grounded these trees are. You carry on your path, and the light begins to get darker as the moon begins to come out. You're heading closer, and you start to see in front of you clearing. You knew your soul was taking you there. The clearing seems so bright. As you get closer, you see that the moon is full in the sky. It's a beautiful full moon, and she is over the top of this clearing in this beautiful, magical, sacred wood. And this is a sacred space. And you decide for a moment to just lie down in this beautiful sacred wood, in this clearing, with the full moon above your head. You want to connect your body to this energy from the divine masculine in the earth, to the divine masculine in the cosmos, to the divine feminine in the cosmos, to the divine feminine in the earth. To feel the energies of the God Goddess, source energy, being held and secure. And you feel the power of it. Feel safe, grounded, supported, like you're wrapped in a beautiful duvet. You've been swaddled with love. Take some breaths as you lie there and relax this magical, sacred space. And as you lie there, begin to feel a shifting in the earth. It's like something is coming up through the earth. And you look to the side of you, and in the center of this clearing, you start to see the tip of a crystal. But it's not a small crystal, it's a big crystal. And it's coming and emerging up through the earth from the crystal grid. And it's the crystal that's just right for you. But it's a big crystal. And you can feel the energy of this crystal as it emerges from the earth, connected to all that is, connected to above and below. Its color is perfect for you. Its energy is perfect for you. You might feel this energy in your solar plexus. You might feel it in your sacral, in your womb space, in your digestive. You might be feeling quite a strong, powerful energy in this part of your body. And you feel so drawn to this crystal, I want you to stand up and walk closer to it. Feel the pull of this energy. Feel how strong it is. And as you walk closer to it, you can feel the vibrations of it. You may want to put your hands on it. You may feel that's too much. It's perfect just as it is for you. Now, this crystal has come here to help take from you all of these programs, for you to release and allow the crystal to cleanse and clear this energy for you. So I ask you now to take a seat around near the crystal, facing the crystal. And just breathe and feel that strong energy as we ask that crystal to become magnetic. And I ask for you, as you are ready at this time, to release and surrender. Allow the crystal to pull from you all shame patterns, all shame programs. From being too much, not enough, for being female, for being sexual, for being powerful, for being magnetic, for being all that you truly are, for not fitting in, for not standing up for yourself, for not owning your voice. For attracting things that weren't good for you, for choosing patterns that kept you small, all shame patterns that you have been ashamed and you have felt shame from yourself, all shame of mother shame, ancestral mother shame, ancestral father shame. All feminine shame. Freely give this energy up. Let it go. Let it leave you. Let it be taken from you. And just breathe and give it up to the crystal. And we ask the crystal to bring higher intensity as you're held in this beautiful, sacred space with the divine masculine God energy holding space. We intensify the cleansing, clearing energy of the divine feminine, and we ask the crystal to shift and remove. We ask the energy from above and below of the divine feminine energy to cleanse, clear, resolve, and dissolve, and allow this energy to shift from your body into the crystal. As you really make the intention to let go of these shame programs, to release anywhere you are playing small because of shame and guilt, anywhere that you are uncomfortable in your body that your soul can't fully embody because of shame. Anywhere that you're unable to come into your full magnetic divine feminine power to manifest the life that you desire because of shame. All shame programs have come up and are ready to go, that your soul knows it's time to release. Intensifying the energy a little bit more. Perhaps it's leaving from shoulders, from heart, from belly, from solar plexus, from feet, from legs, from all of your cells, from top to toe, from front to back, from all timelines. You release the decision that all shame programming ends with you now. All shame programming from ancestral lines ends with you now. All feminine shaming ends with you now. Let the energy do the work, not you. Just breathe, allow, let cleanse. We ask all residue of all last deep shaming programs, shame and guilt, that are blocking you from truly coming into your magnetic empowerment, being in 5D flow, being embodied in your glorious divine body. All shame, all sexual shame. Where you've used your sexuality without soul, and where you are now having soul without sexuality. All resistance to being in your sexual power, your sensual power, your spiritual sexuality, your sacred sexuality, all clearing, releasing this from your body. Shame about your desires for physical intimacy, for sex, for orgasms, for power, for pleasure, for having desire, releasing all shame around all desire. All shame around having a voice. Saying what you want, what you need, claiming what you want, what you need, manifesting with the universe as a co-creating goddess, as a divine extension of source energy, releasing all shame and guilt from your arms, from your heart, releasing all shame about reaching out to take what you want, to take what you have manifested, to take space in the world, releasing all shame and guilt, all shame programs, giving it all up to the crystal, letting it leave your body. And we ask you intensify from the divine feminine goddess energy to intensify and flow through you from above and below to cleanse, clear, release. Let it flow. So we release everything. imanasa akado ora imanaso kada abatchukta ai iror sara mana sakara o mana asai isha mana o sakara u imana o sara mana sakara u imana asara mana sakara u mana ma asakara u isha mana o shamana kada madu tututututu ilamana sai u shamana tututu isamana u samana amana sa imana Isha mana asakara ora du 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 du. Imana o salara. Isha mana o salamana sakara u du 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 du. I wush du 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 du. Wush du du. Amana sa. Ei du 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 du. Ui. Manasakara uda imana do 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 do. Take a deep breath. And again. Now we ask all energy that has been transmuted, upgraded by the crystal, returned back to love and above, to this highest potential and frequency of pure divine source energy, to return to you now. All of your soul, everything that has been purely cleansed and cleared and transmuted and upgraded, to fill back in. Allow yourself to sit there and open and receive from the crystal. Your love, releasing all fears that you may receive the same things back. You don't release that. Open your heart to receive pure source energy, cleansed and cleared of your own soul. This is your energy to return to you, upgraded, uplifted, transmuted. Take a deep breath in. And breathe again. And again. We say thank you to this gorgeous, beautiful crystal. In this gorgeous, beautiful, sacred space, we allow the crystal to return back into the crystal grid with much love and blessing. And we allow ourselves to just sit and bask and bathe the energy of the divine feminine, the energy of the divine masculine, the god goddess energy of pure source energy vibrating through your body, vibrating all around you, connected to all that is. To the sky, to the moon, to the fire, to the light, to the stars, to the trees, the earth. As you sit and breathe, allowing all the energy that is all around you to just seep into your skin, into your cells, vision of this sacred, beautiful space to melt into your body, into your soul. So return to the now, turn to your present space in your body, taking breaths, nice, deep, slow breaths. Fill up your chest with a nice, big, deep breath in. Hold, 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 and breathe out, long and loose breath. And repeat, breathe in, filling up your belly, filling up your chest, and hold. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Long and loose. One last time, breathing in, belly, chest, hold. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. Scrunching up your toes as tight as possible, and release. Scrunching up your fingers as tight as possible, and release. Stretch. Move your wrists, rotate your wrists, rotate your shoulders. Have a good stretch. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you to all that is. We say thank you to our teams, the Highest Light and Resonance. We say thank you to the Divine, God, Goddess, Source, Pure Energy. We say thank you to the God above, God below, Goddess above, Goddess below. We say thank you to the North, South, East and West, and the Earth, Wind, Fire and Water. Thank you, everybody who's been holding this space, the angels, the archangels, team, and the Highest Light Resonance. And we say thank you to your higher self and to your soul. Placing hand on heart, hand on belly, connecting with your body, feeling that pulsating energy. Be grateful for this energy of being alive, being powerful and magnetic, receiving these beautiful gifts. Rubbing your hands and palms together to create some heat, and placing your hands over your eyes. And when you're ready, just blink your eyes open, adjusting to the light, and bringing your palms down when you're ready.